You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Everybody, it's the Yes, I'm Still Sober, even in the pandemic podcast. I'm John Rabin. It's July 1st. It was touch and go there with the Texas Workforce Commission, FYI, on my end. They were informing us. Well, they were informing me, so I just assumed they were informing everybody else. Those of us on unemployment for being furloughed, et cetera, et cetera. They're like, hey, in July, you're going to have to start making job searches. We're going to start making those of the requirement in order for you to get paid. And then the shit went down. Even, I guess it was still going down. But the reporting on how much higher the shit was piling up, I guess, somehow trying to make a manure metaphor for the COVID-19. Basically, we got the email a couple days ago. I got the email informing us that we're suspending that. So, you know, never mind for now. We're not going to require work searches. Yeah, I know. I know. I've been paying attention to the news. And if you're wondering how we're doing here in Austin, Texas, in the middle of this, when they're really ramping up and letting you know that Arizona and Florida and Texas are really getting hit hard. What it's been like, it's been the same on my end. I have not changed anything, but I also haven't been doing anything stupid. So I'm just like, okay. It's really weird to be reading, to have to read like national newspapers, or I shit you not, reading BBC News to see what they're reporting on Texas to stay informed. It seems strange. It's like, well, why don't you go to the local? Well, I'm not getting any news. All right. We're just kind of waiting it out and seeing what's happening. But I'm doing all right. No, I'm doing fine. I have not, you don't obsess over the news and, you know, you just go day to day and all that. It's been all right. I'm actually in a much better mood than I was last week. I wasn't in a bad mood, but I was just kind of way more introspective last week. I think I was a lot more into, you know, what does it all mean with me specifically? I don't mean life. I mean me. So not so much that this week, I think. I'm just, you know, I've been feeling fine. Mm. I did think about something that I wanted to bring up because I've been thinking about it, and it's not, I don't know if it was like, I don't know when it happened. I think it was 2014, 2015? I can't remember when it was that this happened, but it didn't, it's not referenced very often, so I don't know how many people remember it, but I wanted to bring it up because I've been thinking about it, and I think about it often. And it was a NRA promotional video with Charlie Daniels. And Charlie Daniels, the devil went down to Georgia. Charlie Daniels does this video where he says, you know, comes on, there he is, and he's like, all right, to all the Ayatollahs of Iran and the terrorists that you enable, listen up. And then he goes, you may know our, I don't remember what he says, something like, you know, something about, you know, our, you know, something anti- Obama, you know, something about you may know our our sissy president and his followers who have no backbone and all this other stuff, but you haven't met, you know, you haven't met the real America. You haven't met America's in the heartland. And he just, it's this, whatever, man. It's whatever. It's really, it's hilarious. But it's great because it's just, there's so many things. First of all, he starts off with, hey, all you Ayatollahs in Iran, there's one Ayatollah. It's been the same Ayatollah since 1989. That's 21 years. It's been Ayatollah Khomeini. Same guy. I don't know anything about him, but I know the guy's name because he's been the same motherfucker for 21 years. There's just one. So I don't know if he's talking to the dead ones. You know, listen up, all the Ayatollahs, including the one that's been dead for 21 years. You get out of that hole and you listen up. So he's talking to them. It's just all of you. Listen up, all you Osama bin Ladens. All of you, listen up. I got something to say. And, you know, all you terrorists that follow me on the gram. Listen up, all you terrorists that love bluegrass and country music. Hey, I know you follow me on YouTube, but I got a message for you. It'd be like if I just started putting YouTube videos on my channel. You know, listen up, all you warlords in Uganda. Yeah, this is a message for you specifically. Listen up, all you peanut farmers in Sudan specifically. Hey, do you drive a rickshaw? Are you from India? Listen up. Out of my huge fan base. It's great. I just, anyway, it's ridiculous. So it's very entertaining, but I just love that. You know, you haven't met the America of the heartland. Yeah, they're not gonna. They're not yet, because the people in the heartland don't leave the heartland. They're going to Europe. They're not vacationing in the Middle East. You know, and terrorists aren't going to go. We got to take out Nebraska. They don't give a fuck about corn. They don't we must disrupt college basketball. They don't give a shit. So they're not going to meet them, Charles. I love the address. I wonder if it got spread around. I went, just Haman, come here. Charlie Daniels mentioned you. It's like, the Charlie Daniels. It's, but the thing is that, it's ridiculous, right? It's super stupid. And it's very funny. If you can find it, it's out there. I just watched it yesterday because I had to get exactly, I'm like, what does he say? You know, listen up, terrorists. What does he say exactly? But that's, the thing about it is that as ridiculous as it is, what's the difference between what Charlie Daniels did and what you guys do, what we all do on social media when we when we're telling people off? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't it really, though? It's like my fucking comedian friends who post them. Listen up, Trump supporters. You don't have any Trump supporters following your fucking comedy? Jesus Christ. No one's following you that's that right wing that you're telling off. You know, you won't send this direct message to your family, but you're going to post on, you know, on Twitter. I'm going to tweet, you know. It's like, don't you have relatives that believe this shit? You could probably tell. And they go, no. I got to tweet this shit. listen up, you know. There's your uncle posting on Facebook, listen up, snowflakes. I'm like, Uncle Richard, it's just the only people that are following, I'm not even following you, you know? It's just, who are you talking to? Totally, like anybody that they're talking to is completely gone. Jesus Christ, this guy won't stop with the fucking politics. You know, I just wanted to look at cats. So it's just, it's the same thing to me. I swear that's all I'm going to hear now that I've been really, because I've really been thinking about it this past week. Because it's funny, because I don't get anything trending anymore unless it trends so much that bored news outlets report on social media, because I'm not reading social media. So the only time I find out about social media stuff is if somebody does a bad job of reporting. If somebody who considers them a journalist, you know, without quotations, and they need quotations, but, you know, they write about something trending on Twitter, which is just, you know, stupid. You know, this just in, a hashtag formed. It just, I don't know. It's the only time I hear anything about what's buzzing on social media nowadays. And I'm better for it, I think. But I tell you, anytime that I see anything political or anything, somebody making a statement or a point, whether it be on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, that's what I think of now. I'm just going to, you know, listen up, terrorists. And that's because it's just as useful. It's going to make just as much of an impact as Charlie Daniels makes on ISIS. Oh, man. That felt good. Was thinking about that over the past couple of days and put it together and wrote it down and was like, all right, I'm going to definitely fucking talk about that. Looked at the different angles. In a way, I kind of did it like a bit, like for comedy, but more open and left open and unformatted, more for bullshitting on a podcast. But it felt in the same spirit of doing writing for a bit, because I haven't written a bit or planned to be on stage in months. So as a comedian, that brought me great joy. But it's also, without even being a stand-up comedian, without even in a performance, just in general, going, listen up, terrorist, is just fucking hilarious. It's just fun. It's like, all right, listen up. It's just great. It's the fact that that's real. It just makes it better. And I was happy, and I'm still talking about it, I know, but I'm just happy to present that to you. And it opened up kind of thinking about how this is, you know, this is me now kind of a thing, but this is who we are now, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if there will be any legit venue to do stand-up where I'll, you know, safely. And so you have to start thinking in terms of let me write for posting something clever on the gram, or you know, that I'm going to talk about on the podcast, because why not? And it's accepting how life is, like, and I mentioned this before a few weeks ago about how, for my entire life and for decades and decades, maybe just in general, the only people that could wear a bandana were gang members in Los Angeles or outlaws in the Old West. Those were the only two. So so we went from that to now we all are encouraged to wear them fashionably, and I'm all in on it. I like the bandana over the face. It makes me look more hardcore than I am, and I'm all for that. You know, it's at the point that I've bought more personalized bandanas on Etsy. I actually bought something on goddamn Etsy. Me. That's strange. But this is where we're at. Etsy purchases. Like, I've gone, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Yes, I'm going to buy that mask. I'm going to buy that bandana. I'm investing because... And it's a thing. I mean, it's who we are now. But it also, you know, it's one of those things where you have to stop thinking in terms of, you know, I can't wait till we get back there. You know, I'll just, we can get back to our old way of doing things. It's just, we have to move forward in our thought process. And, boy, this thing really hit home. I was listening to yet another podcast called The Infinite Monkey Cage, which is Brian Cox, the scientist, not the actor, and another comedian who has a panel of guests, and they have different topics every week. And then a few weeks ago, it was about The Astronaut's Guide to Isolation, I think was the name of the episode. And I actually had to transcribe it, this section that Chris Hadfield, astronaut, pretty well-known astronaut, is teaching a masterclass, by the way, for whatever reason, I guess just for entertainment's sake. But this quote really resonated, and I wanted to share it because it was about the idea of going to Mars. And he actually did it this with also existing in a pandemic. He actually brought it home to that. But this is the quote that he made, because when they were talking about so he was talking about like with his crew being on the ship, and you've got the Earth right outside the window there, and you can see it. And there's something, he said, it's something reassuring and mentally stimulating about having that Earth in the window, you know, that you're connected to it. But as you're pulling away and it goes away, this is what he said, what he would do to get his crew prepared to, like, if they were doing a mission to Mars. All right. He goes, I would get my crew together and say, okay, folks, we are no longer Earthlings. We are now Martians. You need to change your entire mental framework of who you are. You can't be in love with your old life. You can't say that the patterns that I found pleasure in, that have dominated the way that I behaved in our culture over the last however many years, you have to say to yourself, okay, that has stopped, and now we're doing something different. And we need to see ourselves fundamentally differently. Otherwise, there's no way you can stay psychologically healthy if your whole motivation of staying happy on Mars is the day you get to go back to Earth. And if that's your whole motivation, you're not going to make it. You're going to have to change what gives you pleasure and satisfaction. He's talking about Mars, but then he was like, I think people are discovering this in the pandemic. And that's absolutely right. That really fucking hit me in the face. Just about that you can't be in love with your old life to the point that we have to see ourselves fundamentally differently. Otherwise, there's no way you can stay psychologically healthy if your whole motivation of staying happy on Mars is the day you get back to Earth. The thing about that is, that's a whole lot like recovery. And like I've discovered as I've gone on, as I've sort of worked it out verbally on this podcast every week, being sober, that it tends to be about life in general, not necessarily just about people who are in recovery. And it's just one of those things that's what allowed me to make the break into being sober, was being able to go, all right, you know what? There's no way I'm getting back. I'm not going back to my old life. This is the new thing. So now we're going to have to figure out what I like now. What am I going to do now? And And it seems that, and I think that's what's allowed me to actually be all right during all the crazy bullshit that's been going on. And you know, the fact that having to take care of myself and watch after my own health and watch after everything, you know, my own, because nobody's, you know, nobody's looking after our interests but ourselves. And that's what, you know, and the idea that, you know, there's no going back, you know, we may, but it'll be different. There'll be, you know, we may get fairly close to what we were used to doing, but it'll be different. It'll be slightly different, or maybe it'll be really different. So the whole idea now, instead of pining for the old things that I used to do, or to be accurate for me, instead of pining for the old things I used to avoid doing, now I get to discover new things that I can avoid doing. That's what I'm like, what's new out there that I can come up with an excuse to not participate in? That's what I have to figure out. It's like, and you know what? And I think I'm up to the challenge. I think I'm up to figuring out what's new on the horizon that I can boycott or completely abstain from. I think I can do it. And I think you can too. But that's basically it. You know, it's a matter of, it's all about mindset. It's like, we got to figure out, what can I put my creative energy into? You know, what kind of new hobbies can I form? What can I, there's only so many times that you can, I guess, play board games. For example, I posted on Instagram that somebody threw away their Monopoly game at the dumpster this past week. And I'm like, ooh, game night went poorly. And then I came back the next day and the Monopoly money was all over the apartment complex. Somebody made it rain. So that's their new hobby. and it lasted for about 10 seconds. But yeah, no, you got to find something to keep you motivated. I've learned how to, I found a dumbbell exercise so that, cause they opened our gym and then closed our gym immediately. When things started, real, you know, like I think I mentioned that last week. So I found a dumbbell workout and I can say something that I've never said out loud, in public before, which is, man, leg day sucks. And that's really weird coming from me, but it does. Leg day does suck some dick. Anyway, listen, so thank you guys for joining me this week. And we'll definitely, I will, of course, be here next Wednesday. Please take care of yourself. Realize that the numbers are numbers. And it doesn't make things any less safe, less unsafe. Are they more unsafe or less safe? Depending, I don't know, grammar. As long as you're doing what you need to do to watch out for you and your family, you know, do work on your immune system, you know, wear a mask indoors around other people. And in spaces, stay away from large crowds, all that shit that you know. You can sit there and go, well, I don't know what the fact, you know what the facts are. Come on. You know, at this point, we don't know a whole lot of the very specific details, but you know what you need to do. So just do that. And your immune system is getting plenty of sleep. Make sure you exercise. Make sure you get some sun. Make sure you take vitamin D. You can also take zinc, do your multivitamins, eat better, avoid so much sugar, all that shit. And just keep your immune system built up so that when you are around jackasses who aren't taking care of themselves and might be one of those people that really, the super spreading motherfuckers, that you'll be all right. You have to kind of prepare for, like, I hope I don't get it. I like to prepare for, if I get it, I'm going to be ready kind of shit. But they're going to have to try really hard to get me sick. That's the whole mindset is, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm just exercising and taking care of myself, which is so weird for me. Anyway, you guys, watch out for yourselves. I really appreciate you guys every week and allowing me just to ramble. Stay sober out there if you're sober. If you're not sober, stay sane. This is Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later. Fight for the piercer skin. Come back down to earth again. The cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta get away. For the Lord, don't make a mistake.